Well, hi. I've just woken up from a Sunday afternoon nap. Oh, my pussy's wet. Oh, I'm horny. Oh. I guess the reason I'm horny is because I had a dream. And my mind just wandered. And I think I'm probably feeling a little anxious about going on a flight that I have to do in the next few weeks. And I have a general loathing of airports and security and all the faff that goes with that mode of transport. But it kind of got me thinking in my dream, what in some parallel universe? All flights were just giant sex parties. Hear me out. I think aircraft are quite sexy anyway, aren't they? There's lots of very sexy words relating to aviation. Thrusters. Oh, flaps. Oh, and the cockpit. And even aircraft are shaped really erotically, aren't they? The wings that flare out that look like legs, and the main body of the aircraft ploughing in between them. The last one I went on was a 747. And it had that double decker, that top layer. So on the outside, it's got that perfect G-spot finding ridge on its back. But what if everyone on that flight was horny? And the air that you shared with them was just full of sex and lust? And you got to choose who you sat next to. Everyone is gorgeous and up for it. And priority boarding is so they can select the best cuck chair. And your seat reclines so far back so that the person behind you can see you masturbating. The tables folding down so that you can rest your ankles on them. Ah, that paid extra leg room. It's just so that someone can stand in front of you and plow you with your legs over their shoulders. It could be instead of your in-flight meal, instead of chicken or beef. It's pussy or anal. Do you need a napkin with that? And when the trolley comes through, it's just full of lube and condoms and a selection of dildos. Oh, can you imagine going through the security and your body scan gets shown to everybody in very intimate detail. And there's absolutely no smoking in the toilets. And no secret shagging. You have to shag out there with everybody else. It's mandated. And all baggage and items of clothing must be stored in the overhead compartment. Can you imagine everyone being naked? All passengers must remain naked until the captain has turned on the clothing sign. Oh, In the event that the cabin loses an erotic atmosphere, restraints will drop from the compartment above you. Please ensure you fit your own ball gag before helping others. Why would a flight sex party be so fucking hot? And when they do the charity fundraising. If you have any spare change in any currency, this airline is raising funds for curing people of virginity and in seldom worldwide. Please give generously. I feel like I would enjoy flying so much more if all flights were sex parties. Oh God, I'm so horny. Oh, I'm so close. Oh my God. Oh my God. Snap fap. Oh, my pussy soaked. Oh, that was good. I always have to open my mouth really wide when my ears pop to try and move my jaw to try and unpop them. The service would just be to give everyone blowjobs and then that wouldn't happen, would it? And I'm pretty sure we can find another use for the sick bag. Anyway, bye for now.